This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am asking you a question. Is God still waiting on you to act? Recently, we talked about how tricky it can feel to wait on God. Now, we're talking about when God puts something on your heart to do, and He's still waiting on you to act. You may not have all the answers or even have a detailed plan, but you know He has placed this thing on your heart and it hasn't gone away. Sometimes God gives you and only you an idea, although doubt and fear may creep in and you fail to respond. And to play matters safe, you may even attempt to mimic someone else's idea. Trust me, I know from personal experience this approach doesn't work. The key is to become in tune with and to trust your inner voice. Trust that inner idea that God has put on your heart. And all He's waiting for you to do is to take that first step towards it. This was my case with Be Moments, an original idea given to me by God that was started on my cell phone in my bedroom 4 years ago. So today, I've got two action items for you. If you feel as though God has put something on your heart, but you still lack some clarity, journal about it and listen for Him. Listen for His response. But before you do that, remember these words. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, don't keep Him waiting.